The Night Strangers by Chris Bojalian. Read for you by Allison Fraser and Mark Bramhall.
Emily feared the coincidence that there were the same number of bolts as there were fatalities on Flight 1611 was only going to exacerbate her husband's fixation on the door. Chip had removed one of the bolts, but it had taken an awl with a beveled point, a screwdriver, and a hammer, and nearly 25 minutes of struggling. It was 6 inches long. When he realized that the remaining 38 were probably identical and might demand the same labor, kneeling in dirt and in moldy, crumbling coal, he twisted the carriage bolt back into place and returned upstairs to unpack some more boxes. Over cups of decaffeinated coffee late that night, sitting on the floor in the den, because here was one room where the wallpaper was a soothing pattern of blue and yellow iris, he and Emily discussed calling Hewitt Dunmore to ask about the strange door. But when Emily had phoned Hewitt yesterday about the possessions they'd come across in the house, everything from that extraordinary sewing machine to those eccentric figurines, she had found herself incapable of asking him about it. Or, for that matter, about the crowbar, the knife, and the axe. He seemed too damn ornery. Besides, it was just a door to a coal chute, wasn't it? She decided another time, perhaps. Yeah, that's what we figured, Chip said finally. A coal chute. What else could it be? Annis agreed, and she raised her eyebrows and smiled once more. It's not like the Dunmores hid bodies down there. No, of course not, Emily thought. It must feel wonderful to be here, Annis continued. It's nice, Emily agreed, carefully modulating her tone. Nothing in her life felt particularly wonderful right now. Besides, she hadn't been here long enough to have any sense at all of whether moving to Bethel had been the right decision. Are you going to garden? I don't know. Did you garden in Pennsylvania? Not really. Annis motioned at the greenhouse. You'll want to take advantage of that. Tansy did for a while. Then she stopped. She shouldn't have. Emily thought about this. I presume you're a gardener, she said finally. You said you have a greenhouse. We're all gardeners, Annis answered, and there was something in the tone that was oddly salacious.